It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
K-Rock 955, Tom and Loggy. We've got a great Australian who's been abroad for quite some time. Mm-hmm. He's managed to come back just in time to not only hit up Melbourne International Comedy Festival, but also to bring one of our favourite TV shows back to the screen.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. It brings families together. Spicks and Specs is the show. Adam Hills is the comedian. We've got him on right now. Morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Mate, let's just quickly, before we talk about the amazing fact that Spicks and Specs is coming back, let's talk about lockdown, because you were over in the UK. How did you get through lockdown? How was it?
Oh, I've spent a lot of time in lockdown over the last 12 months.
Yeah.
And I've done quarantine as well. Do you know what? The hardest bit is coming out the other end. You kind of get used to, in particular, quarantine. I got so used to being in hotel quarantine.
Really?
That when I got home, I would look at my wife at about 6:30 at night and go, is no one going to knock on the door and bring us food?
Yeah.
do we have to actually cook for ourselves now? So it's been tricky. Like, and I can tell you from personal experience, Melbourne knows how to lock down. London does not.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. In terms of that it kind of worked when we did it, or that, like, people follow the rules, or in what way?
Bit of both. Turns out if you follow rules, you get rid of the virus. Who knew?
Yeah, okay. I see what's happening there. Yeah, right. Okay.
Gosh, yeah, whereas you get to London, you know, you come from Melbourne. I came from Melbourne where it was like a curfew and you couldn't go more than 5 kilometres from your house. And then I got to London and it was almost like everyone in London was trying to do you a cockney deal at the market.
Yeah.
They were always like, yeah, I know it's a lockdown, but I've got a mate. He can do something. Know what I mean?
No, you can never trust someone with that accent.
What happened with the family? Were your family over there and then you brought them back and then they were here before, like, or were you there by yourself for your show and stuff, or how did it all work out?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. So my wife and kids decided to move back from London 3 months before a global pandemic hit, which in one way was great because it meant they were in Melbourne when it hit. But in the other hand, it meant I had to choose between feeding my family and seeing them.
Oh,
yes.
So
I've seen my wife and kids. When I got home a couple of weeks ago, or last week, I had seen my wife and kids 2 weeks out of the last 25.
Oh, that's terrible, mate. That must have been really tough.
So it was a little bit full on. There was a lot of FaceTimes and, you know, we're all still slowly adjusting to having Daddy around the house again, including Daddy.
Well, you're back, you're home, you're safe and sound and you're allowed out amongst the public, the general populace. So tell us what's the plan? You're getting involved in Melbourne International Comedy Festival?
Yeah, so I'm doing 2 weeks starting I think it's the 6th to the 18th at the Melbourne Comedy Festival, partly because I wasn't allowed to leave England unless it was for work.
Oh.
So you're not allowed to go on a holiday if you're in the UK at the moment. So I mean, it was pretty hard turning up at the airport with letters going, oh yes, I'm desperately, urgently needed to make people laugh on the other side of the world. So I'm doing 2 weeks at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. I'm doing a show in Sydney, a couple in Canberra. And yeah, Spicks and Specs is coming back.
Yes, we're very excited to hear that.
I am so excited, Adam, because my dad and I have been watching this for years and years and years. Honestly, it brings us together. We saw the last show, the live stage show you did. I was drunk unintentionally, but it was a great time. And then look, when they brought it back, it just, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, you need the originals. Do you know what I mean? And that's why I'm so glad that all three of you are back. It must be pretty cool and feel like you never left in a way.
It was the lovely thing about it was we filmed it. So what happened was I was meant to go to Tokyo to cover the Paralympics for Channel 4 in the UK last year, and the Paralympics were called off.
Yeah.
So I had a whole bunch of time up my sleeve, and the ABC said, hey, seeing as you're in Melbourne, do you want to make some Spicks and Specs episodes?
Nice.
And so I called Alan and Miff and they were like, yeah, let's have a crack at this. But then stage 4 lockdown hit. Melbourne went into a full-on lockdown.
Yeah.
So we couldn't have an audience. We couldn't have any interstate guests. We could only have people coming in from Melbourne. So we thought, well, if we're going to do that, let's get as many kind of international styles of music as we can on the show. So there were like people playing ancient Chinese stringed dragons and African instruments and a whole bunch of indigenous talent. And I think it was a really good representation of like where Australia is in the world of music at the moment.
Are we going to see some of our favourite games, though, from the original?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Substitute's still there.
Good.
Melbourne Stars on 45 is still there. Some of the favourite comics are there, like Dave O'Neill, you know, people like Brian Mannix, but then a whole bunch of new people like the Teskey Brothers, Luke McGregor, Alice Skye. Like, honestly, we had so much fun making the new episodes. I can't wait for them to go to air.
Oh, bless, man. Luke McGregor. Yeah. I don't think he would have hit the buzzer once, though. He would have just been like,
And that's kind of what you want from Luke McGregor.
Yeah. So when's it back on the telly? 18th of April. Sunday the 18th of April.
18th of April.
Amazing. Yes, Sunday nights.
And there's an amazing moment, depending on which show, you know, goes to air first. The first show we filmed was with the Teskey Brothers.
Yeah.
And they hadn't rehearsed because they were all in lockdown.
Oh.
And the moment where they play live in the studio, everyone behind the cameras was in tears because none of us had seen live music for 6 months.
Oh.
So it was a really, really lovely moment.
That's beautiful. So cool.
Yeah.
No, thanks so much for bringing a bit of brightness into our lives again. Like I said, Spicks and Specks, one of the best shows, and looking forward to seeing you live with your live gig as well. Is it the gig that you were going to do a year ago that kind of got boned, or is it all? Did you have to do all fresh stuff? Because Ross Noble, we spoke to him last week, and he said he had to redo a whole show, which really sucks, right? But if you managed to kind of get some stuff in that you'd written last year, that must be pretty good as well.
Yeah, a lot of it still works. I did a bit of a trial last night, and it's weird. You know, the weirdest bit about it is that the year before doing this show, my wife and I and the kids, because it was our last, you know, time in Europe together, we did lots of traveling.
Mm.
And it's just so weird to be talking about travel. I'm almost apologetic on
this. Yeah. Yeah.
Just going, oh, I'm really sorry. We went to Mexico once on holiday. It was really fun. I'm sorry to bring it up.
You bastard.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing it up. All right, mate. We've got to let you go, but very excited to see the return of Spicks and Specks with yourself, Miff and Alan, and also your show at Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Get your tickets at all the usual places, online, whatnot. 18th of April on ABC, 7:40 p.m. It's a Sunday night. Adam Hills, thanks for your time.
Cheers, guys.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
A while ago, you made a purchase.
Yeah, I did. It was my first special buy from Aldi.
Yeah. And then you heard this song and you were like, ho, ho, ho. This might work. I'm in love with a stripper. She bought and she rolled and she rolled and she got in that mold. And I'm in love with a stripper. She trim and she playing. So a bit of T-Pain.
Yeah.
Right, so you've heard that song, what, a couple of days ago?
Yeah, it just came up randomly on my Spotify. I was like, oh yeah, this song.
And then
haven't heard it for ages.
You thought, hang on, my special buy and that song, put them together, and what do you get?
Well, you get your love for your new RoboVac in musical form, Tom.
I'm in love with a sweeper.
He clean and he dust and he brush and he down on that floor.
And I'm in love with a sweeper.
He vac and he mop and no stop. And he goes everywhere, he's self-charging.
I'm in love with a sweeper.
He tied a low ride and floor slide.
I'm in love.
He goes under the bed.
And I'm in love with a sweeper.
He mind, he's so fine, what a buy. And a nap when he's doing his thing.
I'm in love with a sweeper. I'm in love with a sweeper.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if my favourite bit is the bit where you say, and I sweep and I nap when he's doing his thing, because I totally believe it. And I 100% know that's why you bought a RoboVac.
Exactly.
So you can spend more time sleeping. Or if it's the bit where your voice breaks.
It's hard to hit those high notes, mate.
We'll get that up in we'll get that up at carrick.com.au and possibly on Spotify as well, so people can add that to their playlist. Well done, mate.
Bless.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Log.
Tom and Log
on K-Rock.
Usually not a lot of war chat on our show, but this is about the Twitter account of US Strategic Command. And these are the guys that do the nukes. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, right. So a cryptic stream of gibberish posted to the Twitter account of the vital US government agency sparked fears of an impending nuclear weapon launch. This is just in the last couple of days US Strategic Command tweeted, and I'll read the tweet for you.
Okay.
Semicolon.
Yeah.
L.
Which one's that one again? The two dots
the
or
dot
the one
with the apostrophe?
Okay, I always get confused.
Semicolon L. Semicolon, semicolon. G M L X Z S S A W.
Are we sure that's not Elon Musk's new baby?
Yeah,
you like that?
Nah, they'd never let him into US Strategic Command, surely. he probably owns it. They probably privatised it.
Mm.
So that was what they tweeted, which is a meaningless string of characters, but people lost their minds. They're like, what? Is this a nuclear launch code? Is this like some sort of code word to say it's go time? Are we moving against China?
Where are they? China. They're hidden everywhere, right?
The nukes?
Yeah. I don't
silos.
Really know.
They got underground silos in the States.
In mountains and stuff?
Yeah, all that gear.
Cool.
Yeah.
Maybe they just say they do. Like, we've got them. Don't make us fire them because we've got them. Oh, we've definitely got them.
True. I haven't checked. Have you checked?
No.
No. It is very American to have concealed weapons, though.
Yeah.
It's a very American thing. just in the mountains, goats and nukes.
Just goats and nukes.
Goats and nukes up in the mountains in the States there. So after the tweet had been just sitting there for a few hours, people start like freaking out about it, retweeting it, just questioning what it's all about. Someone actually lodged a Freedom of Information request.
Oh.
The department has finally come out and explained what happened.
Okay.
So the man in charge of the account, so he's working socials for the US Strategic Command, he was working from home because of lockdown.
Yeah.
And he looked away from his computer long enough for his very young child to take over the keyboard and send the tweet.
Nice.
They said his very young child took advantage of the situation, started playing with the keys and unfortunately and unknowingly posted the tweet. Absolutely nothing nefarious occurred, saying the account hadn't been hacked and that the post was deleted after the account manager received a phone call about its existence. I get it. Every time I'm trying to work from home, Indy's like, I want to do daddy's busy.
Yeah.
I want to do daddy's busy. I want to cuddle daddy. Give me a cuddle. And it's like, oh, of course, babe. And then she's on your lap and she's like, bang, 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 bang,
yeah,
bang.
Yeah,
yeah. Bang, bang. She's deleted stuff from the log here at the radio station. Before and I've not realised, and I've had Josh from Departure Lounge come in and go, hey, did you delete this or did you change the name of this file?
No,
that'd be the daughter.
That'd be the understudy.
Wondering what the guy who actually fires the nukes is doing though. Is he working from home? Because I hope, you know, his kid can't just get on the lappy and just be like, boo, 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 boo.
Hopefully it's a turnkey at the same time situation.